Good morning. We're here with Steve Morse, and I am so excited to finally get a chance to meet you and sit down and chat with you. You've got so many exciting things going on. Tell us a little bit about your website. You've been doing this for a long time, since like 2001, right?
Yes, I started the website back in 2001. It was basically for a tool for my own use. At that time, the Ellis Island database had gone online, and it was somewhat difficult to use. And I found that I could do a search in that database in only one step, whereas it took many steps from the actual Ellis Island website. So I put together this tool just to help me find my wife's grandfather, and it worked. I found him, and I couldn't find him otherwise. And then just by word of mouth, knowledge of the website got out, and before long I was getting loads of hits on it. It was getting written up worldwide, and the site just took off. I couldn't believe what was happening at that point.
It's amazing. Tell us what the address is to locate your site.
SteveMorse.org. SteveMorse.org. And make sure you do ORG and not COM, because there's somebody else, a guitarist, has a site called SteveMorse.com, and he claims to be the official Steve Morse website, which it's not, because I consider mine the official Steve Morse website, but that's another story.
Right. Well, .org is a little bit different than that. So it's SteveMorse.org.
Correct. That's yes, I'm giving several lectures. I'm giving a lecture on DNA. I got into DNA in the past several years because I attend a lot of the conferences, and I saw that DNA was becoming the hot topic at the conferences. So I decided to attend some of the lectures to see what it was all about. You see, I knew nothing about DNA because DNA was invented after I went to school.
Right.
So I attended the lectures, and I had no idea what they were talking about. So I went home and taught myself what DNA is related to genealogy. And then I attended the lectures and realized I could follow them. Everything was fine, but I looked around the room and I saw that others were having the same problem that I had
right.
initially. Well, that got me to thinking I should put together all the notes that I used to teach myself the topic and put together a talk on it. So I have that. I'm giving that talk. I'm giving a talk on the Julian calendar. I've gotten involved with a lot of calendar work.
Mm.
I have several calendar tools. And people were having problems, there were certain idiosyncrasies on the Julian calendar. So I'm giving a talk on that. And I'm giving a talk on a case study. This is an interesting one because it involves a person that I went to high school with, which I reconnected many years later. He came to one of my lectures. He was impressed with it. And then he mentioned that there's a memorial lecture given each year for his sister who had passed away. And he wanted to know if I would be the speaker for the following year. And I said I would be delighted to. I would be honored to. But I didn't want to give one of my stock talks. I put together a custom talk doing the genealogy of his sister without asking him any questions, knowing nothing about the family, and seeing what I could learn, and I learned quite a bit. And then I realized that talk was actually very general. It showed how to do research starting from nothing, how to put together an entire family history. So with the family permission, I'm now giving that talk as one of my standard lectures, and it's been very well received. Because basically it shows that I have the same sorts of problems that many of the users have in doing their genealogy, and it shows how I solve the problems, each one that I encounter.
And I know that you had mentioned there's a lot of different things on your website. You have tools, the 1940 census, you've got a special tool for that. Can you tell us a little bit about the other aspects of genealogy that you have?
Well, there are some 200 different tools on the website, and I tell people when I give my lecture on the website, I have a lecture just on that, that I'm not going to cover every tool, that they should just go through them on their own and see what the tools are. That they won't like all 200 tools, but between all the different people, somebody will like, there'll be somebody for each tool.
Right.
The major categories, I have the Ellis Island tools, as I mentioned. I also have tools on the U.S. Census. It turns out that the census, it's easy to search a census by name. There are name indexes out there. But you can't always do a name search. There are certain times where the name has been so butchered
right.
that no matter how creative you are in the name search, you won't find them. So your next recourse would be to search by address. But the census is not organized by address. It's organized by something called an enumeration district.
Right.
And there was no easy way to convert an address to an enumeration district. Well, working together with a fellow named Joel Weintraub, and we put together a team of volunteers, we've actually generated tables for each of the census years that let us convert an address to an enumeration district.
Uh-huh.
So this is the only way to search the census by address. And before a name index is available, such as when the 1940 census first came out, for the first 5 months there was no name index while the commercial companies were busy generating it. The only way to access it was to go to my site, convert the address to the enumeration district, and then access by enumeration district.
So you've got 200 tools. The Ellis Island information is there.
Okay, well, it runs the gamut from Ellis Island to searching the census to transliterating foreign alphabets to doing non-genealogical things as well, like doing silent bidding on eBay. Oh. I've got a tool for letting you submit your bid the last few seconds and enter what you want to bid on and then walk away, and the tool will actually do the bid for you, which is the optimal strategy on eBay.
So it
runs the gamut of doing astronomical calculations, sunrise, sunset, all sorts of things on the website.
So exciting. It's such a wonderful thing that you've put together, and we really appreciate all your hard work. Thank you so much, Stephen Morris. Now, we can reach you and all your information at stevemorris.org.
Well, actually, if you make the mistake and do stephenmorris.org, you'll get there, too.
Oh,
I have that, and I have Stephen with a V and Stephen with a PH. I have them both. As long as it's .org.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful time today.
Thank you.